If you're looking for tips on how to learn Italian faster, you are in the right place.
Just putting my realistic teacher hat on for a moment, we can't promise you'll learn it in 5 minutes or 30 days because learning Italian does take time and effort. But you can almost certainly learn it faster than you are now. In fact, traditional language learning methods are probably slowing you down precisely because they're based on tradition and not science.
So in this lesson, you'll find practical tips to help you learn Italian faster, backed by science and approved by our students.
Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages.
Before we get started, we wanted to let you know that enrollment for our online Italian school is open, but it's closing soon. If you're interested, you can find out more by clicking the link in the description.
But for now, we're talking about how to learn Italian faster. So let's get on to our first tip, fast.
Numero uno. Use the similarity between English and Italian to your advantage.
If speaking Italian feels impossibile, it's importante to know that a lot of words are very simili in Italian and English.
We'll keep using them in this lesson to show you what we mean.
These simili words will help you understand, remember vocabolario, and speak Italiano. It's one of the reasons our student Neil likes learning Italian so much. He enjoys noticing links, for example, pericoloso. Pericoloso means dangerous, which sounds a little bit like peril.
Next, stop obsessing over la grammatica. With traditional methods, you spend a lot of time rote learning verb tables. You might have spent hours doing it yourself. Io sono, I am, to say, you are, etc., etc.
This is part of something called the grammar translation method that Greek and Latin scholars have been using for centuries. But do you want to hear something ridicolo, ridiculous? Scientists agree that it isn't effective. So this was designed for analyzing ancient texts, not for everyday communication.
So why we do it?
Apparently, when we started learning modern languages, we basically just kept doing it that way because that's what we'd always done, as often happens. That's the only reason. So instead of wasting hours and hours cramming rules, we think it's better to learn grammar as a side dish that helps you express yourself in Italy. For example,
sono di New York. Sono di New York.
I'm from New York, or wherever you're from. Here, sono means I am.
Di dove sei? Di dove sei?
Where are you from? Here, sei means you are. The next tip is to focus on la pronuncia, because it's more important than you might expect. In fact, there was an interesting study by Saito and Shintani, I really hope I'm pronouncing that right, that showed that if you want native speakers to understand you, then good pronunciation often matters more than perfect grammar or vocabulary.
So what are the main sounds to learn in Italian? We got double consonants, for example. You want to make the double N in the word anno, year, nice and long.
Yes, so we've got anno with the double N, which means year. If you make the N too short, you'll end up saying anno with one short N, which means anus. So we've got the double letters, that's very important. Then we've got GN, pronounced ng, like in lasagne, which is like an N, but the tongue is flat against the roof of the mouth and it slides forward across the top of the roof of your mouth. So, gna, gna, gna.
Lasagne.
Then we have GL, ly, like in familia. It's a little bit like a l sound, but the tongue slides forward across the roof of the mouth again. So it's flat, sliding across the roof. Ly, ly, ly.
Familia.
Then we've got the rolled r, like in errore, error, mistake. And if you can't do it yet, you can start with the single r in Italian, which is actually the same as the T in the American pronunciation of words like matter, matter, and butter, butter. So if you isolate the r, r, r sound, for example, matter, 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 r, 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 then you can put it in the word errore, errore, errore.
Once you've mastered that, you can work on rolling it errore.
I'm very jealous of that rolled r. Next, we have the vowels, which you should really, really enunciate to get that musical feel of Italian. For example, musica, music.
Musica.
Next, you can learn Italian by watching TV or reading books. So basically spending a lot of time listening to or reading anything you find fun.
I know a lot of people would think that's cheating though. Don't you think it's cheating?
Nope. And actually, it's a real thing that exists, and scientists call it extensive listening and extensive reading, and it works. So it helps you learn new words and grammar naturally, and it even improves your speaking skills as well, just like magic.
I actually know this works because this is how I learn English. You'll never catch me studying grammar rules or memorizing vocabulary lists. I'd rather learn by playing computer games and watching TV series.
If you're a lower level, you can try things adapted for learners, like the mini conversazioni that you'll hear in the usual episodes of this podcast. And at any level, there are fun ways to immerse yourself, for example, by following recipes in Italian.
Or joining us for a cooking class in our online Italian school. In the event we are holding in a few days, I'll be teaching everyone how to make pasta e fagioli, a special pasta dish with beans, which is a speciality in my region.
It sounds a bit weird, but it's really nice. My friends and family always love it when Matteo cooks it.
Next, get into a good routine. The more time you can dedicate to learning Italian, the better.
But did you know that not all time is equal? So studies show that you remember things better when you study little and often compared to cramming. This means if you're studying Italian with just one lesson per week, è normale, it's normal if you find you've forgotten everything by the next lezione. Try learning a little bit every day instead.
When our students do this, they make faster progress. For example, Valerie likes doing the daily lessons because she builds momentum. And Lori loves how it makes her feel like Italian is constantly running around her head.
Finally, know that speaking will be a bit imbarazzante, embarrassing, and that's totally fine.
I know what it's like to feel nervous when speaking a foreign language. I used to feel like that with English. I still do. And I blame school for making me try to be perfetto. Don't make mistakes or you'll get a bad grade.
And a big part of our job is actually trying to undo the damage that these traditional, or should I say, tradizionali, approaches can do to your confidence. Because learning to speak Italian is actually a lot more like learning to walk as a toddler. It's very awkward at first and you have to kind of embrace the falls and the scrapes.
The more you practice imperfectly, the more you'll improve and the more confident you'll feel.
Let go of perfezione and try to have fun with it instead. Because students who enjoy learning typically have lower levels of anxiety. And studies actually show that one of the best ways to do this is with a friendly teacher.
I really appreciate what our student Sarah said about this. She said that usually learning languages feels punitive. For example, you said this wrong and your pronunciation is terrible. But she likes how we try to encourage everybody to communicate at whatever level they can and to give it a try.
Yeah, our teachers are a really friendly bunch. They're always very positivi, positive.
And incoraggianti, encouraging.
So we hope these tips will help you learn Italian faster, whether you decide to join us in the online Italian school or if you prefer to go it solo.
If you'd like a done for you option, you might find our school really helpful. We make things easier by pointing out similarities with English. Instead of rote learning grammar rules, we help you learn the things you'll need in everyday conversations.
You improve a little bit every day by listening to fun, real-life stories and conversations. And you'll practice speaking and get feedback from our friendly teachers.
Enrollments are closing soon, so if you think you might like to join us, you'll need to be quick. You can find out more by clicking the link in the description. We'd love to see you there.
A presto! See you soon!